everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and of course, we're broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 9th, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I am so excited about today. We've got some good information for you, and of course, it's all about making it happen this year in 2012. This is our second week of January, and yes, this month is moving by quickly, and you know, there's no time like now to really just gear up and get yourself ready to have a profitable year as a businesswoman, which is so very, very important. So today is our part two of ways to a six-figure income, and I hope that you guys have a notepad and pen. As you know, we always are going to give you information that you can put to use right away. It is 12:01 after the hour, and of course, we always ask you to give us a special blessing by flashing over to a clear line and calling at least one associate, one friend, one other woman who you know needs motivation for her week. Tell her to get on Successful Woman Radio, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And if you're listening to Successful Woman Radio from your desktop or your laptop, please make sure you go to Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or the social network that you participate in. And, of course, just drop the link so people can automatically listen. They can listen by typing in www.blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And, of course, anybody that's listening, even via phone, if you prefer to listen from the convenience of your computer or your laptop, just simply go online and you can listen right there. The show is there for you to listen to live as well. I am excited because I just finished reading a really good book. It's called Faith for a Lifetime, and it is put out by Women of Faith, and it is really a compilation of poems and sayings and motivational pieces all in the Christian realm, and it's absolutely wonderful. And last year I made a goal to read a page each day, and of course I just finished it, and I'm actually starting it all over again because it has such wisdom. And again, the name of that book is Faith for a Lifetime. It's a pocketbook that could fit in your purse, on something small, such as your suitcase or what have you, your briefcase. But we all need motivation, and I think on a daily basis we need to be doing things to motivate ourselves, to bring joy to ourselves. And that is why this year on Successful Woman Radio, we are really pushing a technique that I call joy pampering, because it's just so very, very important. Now, I'll be sharing with you each Monday, again, pushing joy pampering and encouraging you to joy pamper yourself. But here's why. Because as women, we need to realize that we are responsible for our own success. We are responsible for making things happen in our lives. And, you know, quite frankly, we already have the power to do everything that we want to do. We were born with it. It's our right as a human being to be successful. So one of the things that I recommend is that every single day, it's your responsibility to find your joy. And there's no better way than to just make a commitment to joy pamper every single day. It doesn't take very long. All you need to do is give yourself at least 15 minutes every single day. And if you make it in the morning, it helps, because when you start out your day in a positive mode, your day seems to go better. So if you want to bring more joy to yourself and just continue with that joy throughout the day, you need to start your day with joy. Now, again, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. okay? So you are deliberately causing yourself to have joy. And there are a lot of different ways to do it. I've called out some ways before. But really what joy pampering is about is anything that's going to give you a good feeling, make you smile from within, make you feel satisfied, make you feel content, anything that's going to make you feel happy. That is what joy pampering is all about. And so every day, at least the first 15 minutes of your day, it's your responsibility to find your joy, whether it's playing your favorite song that brings out a happy feeling in you, or if it's being grateful for everything that you have had thus far, thanking God for your health, whatever it may be that's going to bring you joy, you need to do it. Because I can guarantee you, as humans, there is always someone else that is going to be far worse off than where we are. There's always going to be someone else that is struggling more than we are. And so we need to understand that as humans, we're going to have challenges in life. We're going to have obstacles in life. But what we must do is not necessarily overlook them, but we must learn to walk around them, let nature take its course, and find our joy in spite of all of the things that are going on. So one of the things that I just did today to bring joy to myself is I made a list of all of the blessings that God gave me last year. And I feel so blessed for all of those things. And that brings joy to my heart. As many of you know, I had a very serious surgery. And, of course, when your life is staring you in your face and you're praying that you're going to make it through, it causes you to think about a lot of things and the blessings that you already have. And so I am very, very thankful for the experiences that I've already had last year. I'm very grateful for that. And I'm very thankful that through my surgery, God has let me know that there's still more work for me to do. There's still many other things that he would like for me to do. And I feel very blessed for that, and I have a lot of joy for that. So I ask you, what do you have to be joyful for? What can you do to joy pamper yourself on a daily basis? Some of the listeners have shared that they have, you know, they may go to a park, or that they may pray because praying brings them joy. You can bless others. You can volunteer to do different things. You can take 15 minutes, your 15 minutes, to just call a couple of people to let them know how much you appreciate them in your life, you know. Or you can call a couple of people and pray with them or give them words of inspiration. Because, you see, what I have learned is that joy pampering is not just all about us, but it is about other people and blessing other people as well. And what I have learned is that sometimes the more we take the focus off of ourselves and put it on other people and help others, it is a natural blessing, a natural feeling of joy that we're going to get. I believe that God created this internal signal for us to where we're automatically blessed and we automatically get this feeling of inertia, of feeling high, of feeling wonderful, of feeling joy when we help other people. And so I just love, you know, the act of joy pampering. I don't know about you, but every single day I am going to be finding ways to bring joy into my life. And you know what? I want to be a joy to other people as well, because that is very, very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. It is about 12:09 after the hour, and of course, we are going to be talking about so many wonderful things today. Now, for those of you who listened last week, I promised to give you some tips on direct sales and network marketing. And we frankly ran out of time and didn't have enough time to do that. So today, what I want to do is I want to go over some things that I think is very, very important for those who are in direct sales or network marketing. You know, as women, we all have from time to time that fear of selling. But that is one of the biggest things that we have to get over, and especially whether you are a woman who owns a traditional business or whether you own a direct sales and network marketing company, you definitely need to learn to get rid of your fear. It has no place because you have to break through the fear barrier to make things happen. So what I want to discuss with you are some ways, okay, some ways that you can break through the fear barrier. First of all, one of the things that I think that happens with anybody who has to practice the art of selling is that when you are not prepared, the fear level is going to be a lot higher, okay? When you're not prepared, the fear level is going to be a lot higher. So one of the first things that you need to do is you need to be prepared and have a system as to how you're going to talk to people and share your direct sales opportunity with other individuals. If you don't, if you're not prepared, guess what? Then you automatically can expect to have a higher fear level, and that's not what you want. So some of the ways that you prepare, which is very, very important, is number one, make sure you have a compelling answer to the question, what is special about your product, okay? You need to be able to share your story naturally, okay? Remember, you know, I use the term pink plaid jacket saleswoman. You do not want to be that. But you want to be able to naturally share, okay, your story as to why you chose this particular product and what to represent this particular company and how it has changed your life. But there's nothing like a wonderful testimony. And when you learn to naturally talk about, you know, your experience with your products or your services, guess what's going to happen? People are going to naturally be drawn to you, and that's very, very important. So you definitely need to make sure you have a compelling story or answer to the question, what is special about the products or services that you sell? Okay, the second thing that you need to do, in addition to your story, is that you need to be very knowledgeable in your product or your service. Now, you know, this is something that should go without saying, but unfortunately it is true. A lot of people in direct sales are not knowledgeable enough on the products or services that they sell. And so they stumble over themselves trying to explain it, which causes them to look weak. And, of course, when someone is considering whether or not they want you to be their sponsor or want to be under you in a direct sales company, they lose that confidence if you don't sound confident. So it's very, very important that you are extremely knowledgeable about the product or the service, okay? And you will be able to share your knowledge about that when you are naturally able to share your story. See, it ties right back into telling your story. It's very, very important. This is why you have probably already heard that you should be a product of the product. In other words, it is almost impossible to be a top direct saleswoman when you are not consistently utilizing the product or the service yourself. It's almost impossible. First of all, it shows a lack of belief in the service or the product. The second thing, it shows a lack of belief that you're even able to be successful in the business. And so you really need to embrace that and understand that, okay? Next, number three, you definitely need to practice selling your products and your services to your friends, your family, or different individuals that you already know. Now, I know a lot of people have a tendency to stray away from that. So I want to draw a parallel for you because I see this happening all the time when I talk to my girlfriends and I talk to people that I know. For example, I'll say to a girlfriend, I really like that perfume you're wearing. What is it? Okay, she might proceed in telling me the name of the perfume, what department store she bought it from, and even go as far to tell me the name of the salesperson if she developed a relationship with them, or she'll even go as far to tell me about a sale at that department store. So if a person can go that far, that deep, to let you know something in a store about a product that they don't own and they're not receiving commission from, but they are indeed selling that product and service, then if you think about it, what's so different about being in a direct sales company and representing a product or a service and doing the exact same thing? Well, a lot of times women who are not experienced in direct sales or who are first-timers in direct sales, they just automatically gain this fear and don't realize that they have already probably been selling for decades to their girlfriends, to associates, to different people, just in a different way. I think what happens, it has a lot to do with believing yourself, because on the first example I gave you where a girlfriend might be sharing where she purchased a perfume, when it's on sale, who the salesperson is, the name of the department store, and so have you, I think in her mind she knows that she's not the owner of that product or she's really not the representative of that product. That's what she's thinking. She's thinking that this is someone else's product, and I really like it, so therefore I can share it with you, and I can take the pressure off of myself because it's not my product. It's someone else's. But in actuality, you really are selling that product. So on the direct sales side, what happens is the person thinks that, well, now that I'm representing this product, what are people going to think about me? And see, that's how women have a tendency to think. Women always are concerned with how other people or what other people think about them, how people are responding to them. And so as a result, we attach, if you're in direct sales, you attach this personal limited belief system on yourself to where you're worried about what everybody, how everybody's going to see you and how everybody's going to judge you if you mention that product. Well, you've got to stop that. That's just simply not true. And what you need to understand and really sort out for yourself is that which would you rather have? Would you rather be marketing and selling products and services that you're not receiving compensation for? Or would you rather be representing products and services that every time you mention it, if the person purchases it, you're going to be receiving some type of compensation for it? So you have to make up your mind on that. But the fast track to eliminating all fears about selling in direct sales is really being prepared and taking that action, which is so very, very important. So when you practice and sell your products to your friends, your family, or other associates, what you need to realize is that, yes, while they are sometimes the hardest people to accept what you are doing and to want to purchase from you, at the same time, it's a wonderful challenge, because if you can convince them, if you can share your testimony with them, if you can sell your products or services to them, it makes it all that much more easier to talk with individuals that you don't know. And so for some people in direct sales, they feel that their family and friends are easier. For some, they feel their family and friends are harder to sell to, and vice versa. Some feel that it's easier to talk to people they don't know, and some feel that it's harder. So each person has just this individual fear level about selling, and you have to make some decisions about how you're going to eliminate that fear. And hopefully I'm giving you some ideas, but certainly being prepared is very, very important because it lets you know. The fourth thing that I think is very, very important is that you do need to have some type of literature, be it a brochure, or if you are selling via the internet or over the phone, a PowerPoint presentation or a video or an audio, something that you can send that person to. Here's why. It really helps you to break the ice, and it also sets the foundation for you to follow up and come back to that person and ask them questions about what they've either read or what they have heard or seen through an audio or a video. So that's why it's very, very important. And so you do need to invest, okay, in those things. You need to make sure that you have the marketing materials that you need. When you're out prospecting, whether you're in the mall or whether you're running errands or wherever you are, it's also a good idea just to have postcards that you can hand to individuals. And I think it's going to be very important to create scripts to learn how to strike up conversations with individuals, which is so very, very important. One of the first things about working the field or prospecting in direct sales that you need to know is you need to learn how to quickly break the ice with individuals. Whether you're standing in a line and somebody is directly looking at you and smiling, or whether you are in a restaurant and someone is talking to you while you're waiting to be seated at your table, you need to have short, quick lines of information to say to them that is going to spark their interest, which is very, very important. One of the most effective lines that you can use, you know, when you don't know someone and you're standing in line or you're waiting for something, that person is talking to you, you're talking to them, is, by the way, I'm not sure if you know anyone that is looking for a job or is needing a way to increase their income, but I am currently looking for 3 new sales associates or 5 new sales associates. Now, I can tell you that most of the time that person would say, really, and what's required? But what you need to do at that point is not go on and on and on and talk about it. What you need to do is get that person's name and phone number and let them know that you know you're in a hurry or that you don't want to interrupt their flow for the day. So, you know, what would be a good time to call them? And that's when you ask for their name, their email, and their phone number. Those are kind of like 3 things that you need to have. And here's a mistake that individuals have a tendency to make in direct sales. They will talk to a person. That person becomes interested. And they'll let them know all about what they do. They'll hand the postcard out, and then they walk away without the person's name, phone number, and email. And guess what happens? You have now just lost complete control because you gave control to the person to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to call you, but you don't have any control to follow up with the individual. So you have to be very, very careful about that. And so I want to just encourage you that if you are in direct sales, you really have to give deep thought and create a system that is going to work for you, which is very, very important. The next thing that I think that really helps to eliminate fear is, you know, a lot of direct sales women have fear about whether or not a person is going to be interested in the business or not, or, you know, I hope this person calls and says that they want to sign up. But I want you to remember that follow-up is your responsibility, okay? Follow-up is your responsibility, and you can eliminate your worries and your fears about someone calling you back or signing up by simply creating a good follow-up system for yourself, okay? That simply means how quickly are you going to call someone back after you've had initial contact with them? What are your follow-up procedures, and how will you follow up with them, which is very, very important. So you need to create a system building around that, okay? And so there you have it, ways to eliminate fears of selling in network marketing or direct sales. And I want to encourage everyone to go to the womenaboutbiz.com website and click on community, and we have a direct sales group that we're getting ready to start. And you, if you're not a member, just quickly sign up and go ahead and sign up for the group, because we're going to be having some very frank conversations and discussions about direct sales. Now, for any of you who are listening who has traditional businesses, this is going to help you too, because at the end of the day, business in and of itself, a successful business is all about having successful sales, okay? And we are not going to be able to sell if we continually deal with this barrier of fear. But what I do know is that fear can be eliminated faster if we take action, take swift action, and move forward, and also create a system or be prepared as to how we're going to approach people, how we're going to sell. It takes practice. But you have to keep doing it, and you have to push past your fear and just make it happen. And once you do that, you will start seeing some success, which is very, very important. Also, on a quick short note, want to say that whether you're in direct sales or a traditional business, every single day you need to be talking to a certain number of prospects or a certain number of people. You don't necessarily have to know them, and they don't necessarily have to have contacted you. okay? But every single day, you need to be talking to a certain number of people, okay, and sharing your company, sharing information about your business products or services. If you are not doing that, then you are going to have slow sales, because sales is an effect that happens as a result of marketing. And when you market, marketing has everything to do with delayed reactions and the process of elimination. You're going to have a certain number of people that say no, but you're also going to have a certain number of people that are going to say yes. And so if you fail to connect with people on a daily basis, then what you can expect are slow sales. Okay, so you want to have more sales, you want to have more people become a part of your direct sales team, then you need to talk to a certain number of people every single day. And so if you don't have a consistent schedule in doing this, I recommend that you at least start off with saying that you're going to talk to 1 to 2 new people every single day and then work your way up to 3 to 5. Doing this will just really blow your mind when you begin to see all of the positive results from, you know, working this system, connecting with people. You're going to have no's, but you're also going to have some yeses, and that's all you have to worry about. It is 12:26 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and we just talked about tips and ways to eliminate the fear of selling when you are in direct sales. But, of course, I'm sure that many of the tips I'd recommended will help all of us who are in business, whether you are in direct sales or not. I want to talk a little bit about also what we must be able to do for the year of 2012. As I told you before, you know, for me, it's a no-excuse year. And what that means for me is that I am not going to put up excuses as to why something hasn't gotten done, and I'm not going to put up excuses about my goals and what I want out of life and what I want out of my business for 2012. What I'm going to do is I am going to find solutions for my challenges. I'm going to push past my fears, and I'm going to make things happen. So with that said, I want to go ahead and just read to you again what we must be able to do in order to make things happen for 2012. So here it goes. Number one, we must eliminate any habits that are blocking our success. Okay? So sometimes you may not know what habits those are, and you need to just discover that habit just by simply asking yourself the question, for example, why can't I be on time for meetings? What's holding me back? You need to figure that out. It's some habit that's causing that. Number two, you need to rid yourself of toxic relationships, okay? Toxic relationships is any relationships that make you feel bad about yourself, where the other person is always pulling you down or being negative or sometimes even abusive, or the person is always abusive to themselves and are unwilling to make any positive changes. That's a toxic relationship. Remember, what we experience, the environments that we're in, actually penetrate to our subconscious mind that records it, and it is forever there. Too much of that, and it can create habits that work against what it is that we want. So don't forget that. Number three, we must be true to ourselves and trust our gut instinct, okay? Be true to ourselves and trust our gut instinct. So many times we've probably said to ourselves something that we wanted to do, and then it created a passion in our hearts and we wanted to make it happen. But instead of going with our gut instinct, we listened to someone else or self-talked ourselves out of it. So go with your gut instinct. Trust your gut instinct about what you are feeling. Next, be clear on your vision. Ladies, as you know, you will always hear the word vision on Successful Woman Radio, and the reason why is because visioning is the ultimate power to achieving the ultimate success. It is the ultimate power to achieving ultimate success. So without any vision, without knowing what it is that you want to experience, and without allowing yourself to see it in your mind, you're not going to get there, okay? You're just not going to get there. God himself tells us that a man without vision will what? Will perish, will fail. So we need to be very, very careful, and we need to really take it very seriously about being women of vision. We need to have a vision. And if you're not used to visioning a lot, then what you need to do is just start where you are. Ask yourself, what is it that you'd like to experience in the next 30 days, the next 6 months? Don't feel like you have to have long-term planning when you're not used to doing it. Start small so that you can feel the positive results from that, and that will automatically encourage you to increase your vision, to grow your vision, and to make it larger. Next, we must be willing to take action on our vision. And, you know, this is the one thing, and I'm going to be talking about that in just a little bit as we talk about creating a six-figure year. But what I am finding out, and it's disappointing to me and it hurts me because I have such a passion to help women, because I'm a woman, I know what it's like not to accomplish your goals and your dreams. I know what it's like to have year after year come around, and there you are at the same road, still not having accomplished what it is that you wanted to do. I know what it feels like, okay? And it's a very disjointed feeling. It can cause stress. It can cause depression. But here's what I have learned. What I have learned, ladies, from working more than 25 years with women and helping them to start or grow their business is that a lot of us don't want to take action. All we want to do is talk about our dreams and our goals and get excited about our dreams and our goals, but then it fizzles out because we don't want to take action. There's a fear barrier there, okay? But here's the thing. Nothing is going to happen without you taking the action. And a lot of times we don't take action because we feel that we either lack the skill to take the action, or we don't have the resource to take the action, we just don't have a clue, or we're just not used to holding ourselves accountable. So whatever it is, you need to understand that there is a solution to you taking action on your vision and making it happen. Okay, the next is you must admit your weaknesses so you can strengthen them, okay? There is no way you're going to be able to strengthen yourself and develop all of the skills that you need if you're unwilling to first face the mirror and look in the mirror at yourself and say, what am I lacking and what do I need? Again, remember, there's always a solution to anything that you don't have. You can always get it. And, ladies, you must embrace new relationships based on sincerity and positivity. So very, very important. You're looking for relationships, and especially on a personal level, you're looking for relationships where it can add value to your life and where the individual is interested in what you have to say as well as what you have to say and share with them. It should be an even exchange of love and affection, and you should be willing to support that person, care for that person, give positive comments and feedback to that person, and vice versa. Okay, so you're looking to have relationships based on sincerity and positivity. But I also want to say for business relationships, you're looking for relationships where it's not just all about one person. Purchase my product. I'm not going to purchase yours, but you need to purchase mine. No, it needs to be a relationship about helping one another. While you may not be able to purchase a product or you may not need a service at the time, there are other things that that person may need assistance with, or you can refer other people who may need their products or services. But in all fairness, a good, solid business relationship needs to be one based on honesty and trust. Okay, honesty and trust. And so it's going to take time to build that relationship just like it would in the personal level. So what you need to do is be willing to have a phone conference, be willing to spend time, be willing to connect with that person on social networks, be willing to share links and resources with them. And at the same time, both of you be willing to share with the other the type of products and services that you have, and discuss ways that you can refer to one another. That's the type of business relationships that you should be having. And last but not least, one of the things that you know, you must be able to do this year is admit that you don't know all you need to know to be successful. Okay? You don't know everything, ladies. I don't know everything. No one does. We are human. We are not perfect. But sometimes as women, because we are multitaskers and we feel like we have so much on our shoulders with our family, our children, our friends, our business, we have this tendency, this superwoman complex, to feel that we can be all and do all, and that's just not true. We don't know everything. So guess what? Because we don't know everything, it's our responsibility to tap into the resources that we need in order to know about certain things that we don't know. We need to be able to know certain people who have talents, okay? So it's important to admit that you don't know everything. It actually relieves you and gives you permission to admit that you don't know, and gives you permission to seek help, which is so very, very important. Listen, I just want you guys to know, I pray that you are as serious as I am about being successful in life and accomplishing your dreams and your goals. I pray that you are, and I pray that the information that you hear on Successful Woman Radio, that it's just not another radio show, but that you are listening and you are taking notes and you are making it happen for yourself. It is 12:36 after the hour, and we are going to move on to let you know some of the things that are going on at Women About Biz. We want to let you know that we've got a great workshop coming up very soon, and that is Procrastination No More. That workshop is going to be coming up on, and I'm going to pull up the date for you. That workshop is going to be coming up on Wednesday, January 18th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to give you a quick brief description. Do you find yourself staring, daydreaming, or doing other things when you're supposed to be focusing on a project or task? While everyone procrastinates at some time or another, it can truly become an obstacle to the road of success for many business women. So this teleclass is going to cover what procrastination is, what triggers you to procrastinate, strategies to prevent procrastination, ways to become more productive, effective time management strategies, and knowing when to subcontract or delegate to others so that you don't procrastinate. So it is a free teleclass. It's part of our Wednesday Lunch and Learn series. And, again, it's Procrastinate No More on Wednesday, January 18th. At 12 p.m. To register for this free event, please visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top red menu bar, and then from there go to teleclasses, and you'll be able to register online. Again, that's Procrastinate No More coming up on Wednesday, January 18th at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time. By the way, when you hear about these teleclasses, please make sure that you share them with your associates. You know, give them the link so that they can register. This is how you can add value to other people's lives. As you know, we give quality, meaty teleclasses at Women About Biz. We give you information that you're going to be able to put to use right away. And so this is going to help you to bless other people by spreading the word. That's how we help each other, which is so very, very important. It is 12:38 after the hour, and we're going to move on to Ways to a Six-Figure Year Part 2. We're going to move on to that. Well, ladies, here's what you need to understand, is that the most exciting thing about creating a six-figure income is that it leads you to the million-dollar mark and beyond. Once you know that you can create a six-figure income, you have crossed several mental barriers, and you have opened up now a whole new world of how to bring in income for yourself, and so therefore you can move and create goals to that million-dollar mark. So that's why we're starting with the six-figure income. It's all about setting bigger financial goals for yourself and then ensuring that you have the resources and tools to make it happen. Now, if you're not at the six-figure level yet, or this is a new year and you've got to get there again, the question that you need to be asking yourself is, do I believe I can get there? okay? Do I believe that I can create a six-figure income? That's a very, very important question that I think that you should ask of yourself today. Are you willing to have unshakable faith in yourself to create that six-figure income? And if you ladies will remember, unshakable faith is faith so powerful that it catapults you, it jump-starts you into taking action immediately. And are you willing to eliminate the habits that are holding you back from your greatness? Well, you know, I was listening to life coach and motivational speaker Anthony Robbins talk about the missing element for most people in accomplishing their goals, and I found this very interesting. He states that it's not that most people can't identify their dreams and goals, it's that most people can't get past their limiting beliefs. And I said, wow. Okay, most people function through life, ladies, not knowing what drives them and why they believe what they believe. You see, when it comes to getting things accomplished and having pinpoint focus, it's going to take more than just listing your goals and scheduling your to-do items. You see, you yourselves, ladies, must believe that you have the ability to accomplish your goals, that nothing will hold you back from making it happen. You must believe that all that you need to make it happen is going to be available to you. And most of all, you must believe that you don't have to do it all by yourself. You know, the power to Donald Trump and Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and all of the other people that we see that are celebritized and brought before us, you know, we see them as successful people, but what we don't realize is that the key to them being successful is not just them, it's from a team of people that have helped them. It's from a team of people that have provided them with a foundation and support. So what I want to give you is five more ways to a six-figure income. And so I gave five last week, and I'm going to try and get all 10 up on the website, but number six is speak positive about money. You know, Napoleon Hill, one of the greatest authorities on personal development, states, before we can accumulate riches in great abundance, we must become money conscious until the desire for money drives us to create definite plans for acquiring it. Money conscious means that you are aware of the type of money that you need to bring in. You are aware that you want to attract money to you. So never allow yourself to make these kinds of negative statements. I don't know if I'll get the money to start this business, or I'm not getting any customers because I don't have the money to market, or maybe it's just not in the cards for me to earn a higher income. You need to be making positive statements instead, like these. I know ways to make money to start this business will be revealed to me. I know that effective and low-cost ways to market my business are available to me. I will earn a higher income because I have the ability and the potential to do so. You see, ladies, all of the ability and potential for you to earn a six-figure income is already within you, and it already starts with your belief system. So whether it comes from your childhood or whether it's something that you adopted through teenage years or your early adult years, if your beliefs are limited, then you need to get rid of them and adopt new beliefs that are going to allow you to soar with creating your six-figure income. Number seven is know how many clients and customers you need. A lot of business owners, they market their business, but they don't know how many customers or clients that they need. And it's easy to tell it. You just figure out the average price of your product, divided by 100,000, which is $100,000, divided by 52, which it will give you the approximate amount of clients. And I'm going to make sure that I get that in the blog for you guys so that you can read it. Number eight is that you really do have to commit to a certain number of hours weekly to work your business. And if you have not committed to that, I want to make sure that you have. Number nine, which is so very, very important, is that you need to create positive affirmations about the amount of money that you want to make on a weekly basis. You need to say them every day, three times a day, okay? And last but not least, number 10, which is so very important, to thy own self be true, ladies. You have got to be truthful to yourself about wanting to make a six-figure income. It's not going to happen if you have limiting beliefs and you're not being truthful with yourself. A lot of people say that, and then they are not proving it by the actions that they take. So, ladies, there you have it, more ways to get to that six-figure income. We have come to the close of the show, and I want you guys to know I've enjoyed you being here with me today. And remember, success is yours for the taking. Take care and have a beautiful week, everybody.